welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is Anna Bangulin on tonight with, it's supposed to be Graciela and the boys. Haven't heard from Graciela, so I've, of course, dragged my wonderful cousin. Hello, Elisa!
Hey there, Kusin. How are you?
I'm good. It's so funny. It's like, we've been working on sort of a peppier little tune, and every time I play that, I'm like, yeah. My energy boost goes up, you know? It's like, whoa, my energy. Okay, I'm awake now. Anyway, so, and of course, I've talked to Elisa all day today because I've been so fortunate to have her around, and she left the studio. No. It's all good. Been flipping through paperwork and just having some general fun here, but it's good. It's all good. I have some questions to ask the essence. So, Graciela, come hither. Anyway, we got Cindy and Kelly. Hello, ladies, and they're in the chat room right now. So welcome. Woo-hoo. And all right. So this is just a smorgasbord. I wish I could pass around a plate of cheese and crackers or something, you know. Have some libation, hang out. This, of course, for us is our Pride weekend, so it's been busy in the studio. We've been conjuring up some very colorful, fun T-shirts and business cards and all kinds of promotional stuff, so that's been interesting. What else? Oh, I think, you know, and we can go ahead and talk about this. I kind of wanted to talk about this whole, this kind of thing that's happening around. I don't know if those that are listening are have been invited to or have participated in something called a flash mob. These flash mobs are pretty popular. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk to the essence about, because I wanted to talk about that energy, because the ones that we are we're either helping to co-organize or we're being invited to, they're like meditation mobs, which they're not. It's like you think it sounds kind of crazy, but it's very peaceful. I mean, I have yet to like be in part of one where we are going to be, and I know I'm going to be part of one on the 21st here in Atlanta, and it's happening sort of worldwide, so it's kind of interesting. And
the 22nd.
Is it the 22nd? Yeah. But it's basically...
Anna will be there a day early.
I'll be hanging out. I'll have my picnic. I got to settle in, But I really wanted to talk about this energy around these quote-unquote flash mobs, because they're fascinating, because it's really when, if you're not familiar with it, it's when basically a group of people have agreed that at a specific time, and generally to a specific song, they will dance or they will meditate or they will do something as a unit, as a whole, immediately at that specific point. So it's kind of like I get a really good vibe from the stuff that's happening, because like the meditation mobs, if you actually Google meditation mob or something like that, you'll see, I mean, they're doing things like this all over the world.
Right.
And it's about like this moment of togetherness. And so, you know, I guess that was my thing. I've been getting sort of a really, really good feeling about this. So I wanted to kind of get more information from source, from the essence, or maybe from Joseph. I don't know. Aaron's talking to me right now, actually, through Skype, which is kind of funny, because the message was, how goes the joyful unfolding? And I put, I'm on the air, but it's like, get on the call. call in, man. And I feel like I haven't talked to him forever. It's like we didn't do the show with him on Friday, so, I know. It's like I feel all giddy now. So Cindy said she saw one in Asheville. Was it a meditation mob or was it a flash mob? Like the one on the 22nd. Oh, Graciela hopefully is online. Hopefully she'll be calling here in a second. So we'll see. We'll see what she's going to do. But anyway, but I want to talk about this because, you know, it's about it's not a it doesn't feel negative. It feels very much like a kind of a vortex of energy. I keep feeling this like swooshing of energy, you know, mm-hmm. like swooshing all of a sudden. And so I'm kind of like curious as to how that kind of affects everything in the earth and, you know, all that around us, and how collectively we can join in on this energy and ride the wave. You know, it's like, you know, we talk about going with the flow, or talking about just moving along the stream. And is that something that, you know, because I'm sure there are some things that can be kind of crazy and it's kind of like protesting, I guess. People will say protesting, but it's not protesting. It's just making a statement. So I'm trying to get some feedback on that. Cindy was saying it's a meditation mob. I think it was called, it was unity vibration, like that does affect our grid. Yeah, and that's what I'm getting. So here, hold on, Graciela.
Yes,
there she is. All right, cool.
I am so sorry. I've been struggling with my microphone, and I just couldn't get it to work.
Oh, that's okay. Well, you know, that's typical of all of us. You know, it's like I totally forgot before the show that I probably should test and tweak everything to make sure. And I wasn't getting sound on my microphone either. And then I looked down and it was unplugged. So, which is typical for me because the kids were in here like earlier, and it's like they unplug everything. You know, I couldn't get my.
Of course. Well,
yeah.
You know, my bigger computer is it's a little bit sick right now. So I'm using the baby one, and I plugged in my headset, and it just doesn't want to work. Today is not the day for it to work, so I'll just go with the flow.
That's what I was just saying. Well, you know, we're bringing
hello?
Up this. Are you there?
Ah.
Hello. We can hear her. She cannot hear us.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I can hear you now.
Okay,
I can
excellent.
Hear you now. Yes.
Well,
Hello.
I'm sending you energetic hugs. Yay. We were talking about these whole, have you been hearing about the flash mobs or the meditation mobs that are going on around the world? Where
yes.
people. Yeah. So I want to talk about that tonight. I want to talk about the energy flow in that. And maybe at some, you know, I want to talk to you, Graciela, first, at some point, pull the essence in, because I want to get this like wider view of what that's doing. What is it doing? Is it really doing stuff for us here on the planet? Because I feel like
right.
I get really good vibrations from these that I'm being invited to, and you know, I haven't been able to participate. I'm going to participate one at the end of this month, but like meditation mobs where people just, you know, meditate, or people just dance, or people, you know, it's like this really fun energy to me. It feels really playful and fun, but I would like to know, like, you know, what is that doing? Like, are all of these people together really creating this sort of whooshing of energy, of this vortex pulling of energy? Is that really affecting us in any way?
I believe it is. Now, I believe that this is part of the normal progress of things, that we are, you know, the essence always says you're always where you're supposed to be.
Mm.
You're never by accident in the wrong place. There's no accidents. Even what seems to be an accident
mm-hmm.
is really not an accident. Things happen for a reason. And
mm-hmm.
so this massive meditations and this massive awareness that we're going through is not by chance. It is where we need to be. So I think it is affecting us, but at the end of the day, I think it is a tool that we meant for it to affect us. I don't know. I think I'm confusing more than making things clear, but that's normal in me. but I think that it is part of the plan of a plan in common that we all have. You know, our co-creation. I think that this moment in history that we're living, where people are more aware, where people are more, we're becoming more and more aware that we're vibrational beings rather than
mm-hmm.
just physical beings. I think all of this was meant to be.
Yeah.
And I think that meditation definitely affects our planet in a positive way. It has to.
Oh, yeah. But this whole, yeah, because, and Cindy just said, it's kind of interesting because she said it may be a way for the unawakened to participate in some, on some unconscious level in the raising of our collective consciousness, and that some people will go along with this, like, you know, I'm going to go to this thing. I'll say, I'm going to go to this thing on Saturday. Do you want to come with me? And whether people understand that or not, you know, they might not know what we're going to, or they might say, yeah, or I'll tell them what we're going to, but they're, oh, that sounds like fun. Even though they really
right.
don't energetically might not get it, they'll get in the middle of that and start participating, and it's fun, you know?
Definitely. And but even if, you know, if you don't get it, if you don't get it that you're supposed to be there, you're there for a reason. And you were meant to be there. Oh, I got my headset working. That's thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you.
That's so cool. I mean, don't you love it when it all pulls together? Like, yay.
Oh, yes.
And Cindy's saying hello to everybody. So, hi, Cindy.
Hi.
And Kelly too, yay! Oh, it's just it's kind of fun. It's kind of weird. Like Elisa and I both, I can tell. Like we were moving today. Like we were busy, so we were just going. And Elisa, you've been all what congestedy and stuff. How you feel? You sound better. How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I think I'm just. I know I need to be able to wind it down. And if I were at the studio with you, I'd be like woohoo. And then
yeah. It's good. Yeah, we needed this. You know, as tired as we were, we really needed this. So thanks, Graciela. Okay, we've got to go now. No.
Thank you for giving me the
excuse. And we're done now. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, that's, you know, cause we're all done. You answered all of our questions. We're done. You know, we're happy
Goodbye,
now.
Goodbye. Good night. That's it.
Oh, too much. But yeah, so I, you know, and it's like the more people are starting to really do these, you know, mobs, which is such a funny word to me, but it is a group of, it's a mob of people who at a specific time and place actually, you know, whether they're meditating, whether they're dancing, or whether they're just all collectively joining as one, I think that's pretty powerful.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, so, it has to be, if we're, you know, I think about it this way. We are all amazing attractors. We're constantly attracting, and we attract that with which we're a match to.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine all these masses of people, either in the same place or scattered all over the planet, meditating at the same time, raising their vibration and thus attracting positive vibration to them, right? Because
mm-hmm.
as you meditate, you're raising your vibration, and you can only attract that which is a match of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the dancing part?
dancing raises your spirit. To some people, dancing is a way to release tension, and that's what meditation is.
Mm,
when you meditate, you drop resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, dancing is dropping resistance. For me, it's eating ice cream. That's why I'm
there you go. And chocolate cake, right? Yeah.
And chocolate cake. That's why I'm so tiny around around the waist.
I think we should organize an ice cream and cake mob at some point.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yes, definitely. but it's true. You know, whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you feel... forget about, you know, whatever it may be that is worrying or bugging your mind. Whatever lifts your spirit, it's valid. It's your meditation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, it's so true. But, you know, I kept thinking about that, thinking, is this, because, you know, I know this, these, all of these things talk about, you know, we talk about, to me, raising awareness, and you can raise certain types of awarenesses that I know I've been trying to really working on steering clear from, you know, raising the, you know, certain awarenesses. But there is no agenda. Yeah, I mean, there is an agenda. The agenda is unification. The agenda is raise your vibration. The agenda is collectively come together for the good of the world. That's the agenda. I'm like, that just, you know, wow, that's really neat,
right.
You know? So I think that idea is certainly interesting. And like you said, I think it's just it's another step, you know, it's another part of all of us collectively connecting energetically,
yeah.
Whether we're actually physically in one place at one time or we're in a specific city at a specific
exactly.
time, and we're all, you know, energetically joined together, I think that's amazing. You know?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well, it is. We're living, and I think every time is a good time. I think people have always lived amazing times. But, I can't cease to thank the universe for allowing me to be here, or for me having decided to be here during this time in our world, because I find it very, very, how can I say it? It's exhilarating. The times that we're living are exhilarating.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just seeing, and I'm sure every epoch has been the same. I'm sure it has been exhilarating. I hope it has been exhilarating for everyone. But right now, I just find it exciting to be alive in our planet right now. I just find that I don't know how else to say it. It is exciting. We're experiencing change, and of course, change is always happening. But we are becoming more and more and more aware of who we are. We are allowing ourselves to live happy lives, and we're starting to realize it's okay to be happy. It's okay to want all those things that you always wanted. It's okay to have fun. You know, it's okay to love yourself. You don't need to love everybody else before you.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes it for a very free and carefree existence and experience. Those are my two cents.
Well, you know, and I thought about that too. It's like we are such in a big, there's so much change. There's so much change happening. And I think that to me is, you know, obviously there has to be change for the expansion, for the growth. And I think at this particular time, like for me, I just feel like, you know, I've kind of always done my own thing. I've never really been, you can ask Elisa, I do not like confrontation. I do not like, I am usually.
Oh, yes, you do like confrontation.
Oh, stop it. Stop it already. But, you know, I'll be the mediator. You know, it's like I just do everything I can to resolve it in a peaceful manner. And so part of me is like, you know, it's kind of like, since I've been, I call this sort of my waking up time, like the past 3 years, it's like my waking up time. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, even though we talk about not, you know, really taking care of, we do talk about taking care of ourselves, and that's the first and mm-hmm. most important thing, but yet we look out into our world, and what do we see out there? And I think for me, I'm with you, Graciela, it's exhilarating to see things. And I know a lot of people will say, well, what about, you know, the economy and what about this? But it's like, that's not what I'm looking at. You know, I'm very much looking at, you know, the beauty of the world and the changes and the fact that when I look at something like the economy or the war or whatever contrast is going on, I just look at it as that. That's the contrast. And there's so much more about that. It's sort of that part of that wave that's just coming on, and it's something that has, you know, been part of a manifestation that has been that is now energetically coming into the physical, and it's just part of how we are ebbing and flowing in the world. And if we can understand that that's not our focus, and we can understand that that's just part of being in all of this expansion right now, you know, that, and it will move us into another direction. To me, that's the exciting part when you think about all the possibilities that are actually out there.
Exactly.
You know,
and that we can change the direction of where we're going. Actually, we're changing it as we speak.
Right.
As we vibrate towards one thing or another, we're all changing our own personal direction, but we're also changing the direction where the whole human race is going. And that it's amazing. It's amazing.
Mm.
It's like going on the Space Mountain ride, you know? Mm-hmm. You're going to turn left or right, up or down. You don't know. And mm-hmm. it's fun.
We were talking about that today. It's like being physical now, you know, as we think about our physicality and who we are in these physical bodies, and choosing to come here and be in this physical body is very much like the roller coaster ride. You know, you get to choose which roller coaster ride you want to go on and how many
exactly.
loops you want, or, you know, how tall of a, you know, the incline. You know, you get to pick all of that. That is your choice.
Yes.
And many people will argue the point with you about that and say, oh, I didn't choose that one. They forced me. You know, they. You know, as I say, who are they?
Right.
Who are they?
Who are they?
They
who
are us. They are us. You know, it all yeah. it's all like it all points back to you. It's your choice.
It's we a all boomerang. Have
to, yeah. Yeah. we were talking about that a little bit because, this, you know, it's Gay Pride weekend here in Atlanta, and we were kind of talking about all of that and protesters and things that happen. You know, we had a young lady that was kind of asking questions about, you know, just different people and you know, people go to protest the, you know, people walking around in the parade and stuff. And then there's a group of people called the Atlanta Angels, and I was telling her how they basically come in, they actually wear wings, and they will stand in front of the protesters and actually lift their wings and create an angelic wall between the people who are protesting and the people who are either walking through the park or just, you know, doing, just, you know, probably enjoying the festivities, because it's like
right.
a huge party in town, you know, here. It doesn't matter
right.
whether you're gay or straight. It's just a huge party, and it's a huge celebration. So, but there
exactly.
are a lot of people who stand on the corner that just, I liken it to spewing venom, because to me, like watching some of them, I can't imagine living in that physical body and having those thoughts come in your head that you have to spew them out to individuals
right.
that you don't even know, you know. And so I find that kind of interesting. So we were talking about that and how all of these different groups have been established, you know, like the Atlanta Angels who come. I mean, I watch them, like they have a little video on YouTube, and it's like they kind of look like butterflies. But it's interesting how they come in and they just build this wall. You know,
that is beautiful.
Yeah, and I thought, wow, what a simplistic statement. They don't say anything. They just walk in front of the protesters and pop their wings. It's like, hey, we're here, you know. So
right.
I thought that was really interesting. And it's so, to me, you know, that's just one small portion of, you know, things that are happening and I know in our everyday, and they happen in every city. And yet, you know, I've just sort of, I know for me, I've always tuned it out. Like, if I happen to be down there on that particular weekend, I've walked across protesters. I've had friends who've actually unplugged speakers and gotten arrested for it, you know, and it's like, what did you just do? But it's like some of the stuff that comes out is just, it's like you just don't want to listen to it. It's just, to me, I call it venomous, because it just feels like poison coming out of their mouth. And I just can't imagine having that inside you. I don't know. But we've been talking about all kinds of stuff around here.
I love it.
But, yeah, I just really, it seems like the meditation mobs, the med mobs, or the flash mobs are getting really, really popular. And that's
and
a
what,
way.
What are the flash mobs?
Flash mobs are generally where they dance. Like, they'll be somewhere where there's music, and there'll be a group of people who've already, like right now there's a group on the 22nd, who's on the 22nd here in Atlanta. I know it's at 3 o'clock. We're not sure of the place, but at 3 o'clock, there's going to be a huge group of people. And basically, there's actually music that's being written for the event. And basically,
oh, wow.
there's a dance that everybody will do. And it's, I mean, it doesn't last a very long time, but actually this is going to be happening like all over the world, because the connectedness of the people are, you know, it's going to be like in Germany, it's going to be at the same time, whatever their time is. I think in Australia,
right.
time, whatever. So everybody's got these specific times that everybody's going to be doing this, and hopefully it's going to be all at the same time. But basically, what I'm understanding is they've got to find a place that will play the music out loud so that at the moment that song comes on, whoever's part of it knows what to do. They just break out into dance. They just dance.
Oh, cool is that?
And, yeah, and I can't wait to like be a part of it, but see it and hopefully get a lot of it on video, because that would be really neat to watch and just watch everybody just dance. And you dance, and then you just, after the song's over, you just go about your business as if nothing. You just, you know. So I've seen a video of one of them at, I think somebody, a friend of mine posted, their son went to camp, and there were about, I don't know, it seemed like 1,000, but maybe 500 of these kids or whatever, and they were around this pool. And so all of a sudden this song broke out, and it just, everybody just danced, and they did the little dance, and then after it was over, they just went back to their business. And you could tell people who didn't know what was going on, they were just like, wow, what just happened, you know?
How cool is that?
Yeah, very cool. So I think more of these are going to have, start showing up all over. And they're not, I want to say it's sort of the equal, it's the opposite end of protesting. It is a very peaceful way of just making a statement. It's a very a fun way of pulling in people's energy together in a really fun, creative way. And I would just like, you know, sort of to get like that panoramic view, like what is it doing? Because I feel like this is really sort of like earthly bursts of energy, you know,
right,
that are happening. So I, you know, it could be something that, since I have not, I want to say this year was the first year that I've heard of them happening, but I've heard of several, and I've been invited to several, mostly meditation mobs, med mobs, where people get together and they meditate. But these flash mobs.
Now, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Have you learned the steps
to the dance?
Yes.
Here's the funny part, okay? My sister is a disco queen, okay?
Okay.
So she's older, and I will tell you that when I was a child, I was the practice dummy for my sister. So I can do the hustle and the New York walk, and I disco dance. So when she told me, because a lot of it's line dancing too, and I'm not, and it's funny because we do this, and I dance with my kids this way, but I really don't do this in public. It's not something, it's just, you know, here I am, I'm being transparent again. I'm showing everybody, it's like, here I am, I'm giving you a piece of my life. I disco dance in private, yes. But when she told me it was going to be this line, this kind of line dancing, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. So I'm sure I'll be able to come up with the steps, you know, and we'll probably have to practice. I bet she'll make us practice. So, but, yeah, I think this is, yeah, I'm a disco dancer, so I can actually do a few steps here and there. I can't two-step. I can't do country two-stepping. I call it two-tripping. You know?
Two-tripping?
Yeah, I kind of flip over my feet, and I don't know why. It's kind of like there's sort of this, and I'm going to say this, and for those of you that are two-stepping, bless your hearts. I love you. And I'm in the South, and I don't two-step. You know, and of course, Graciela, you're in Texas. You should two-step.
Yeah, no, forget it. I would want three left feet. There's one.
But they do something with their feet that I call some useless steps. They're just kind of like pretending, you know. They're pretending to step and not stepping. I don't know. And I think when I don't think about it, I can do it. But I wasn't an abused two-stepper as a child. I was abused disco dancer as a child. So I'll stick to disco. I could twirl anybody. Twirl.
You know, I was. The disco was my time in life, so now you all know how ancient I am. But I still, you know, I learned a few steps, and that was it. I couldn't move forward. That was it. And if you put me in the middle of a dance floor right now, I'll, you know, I have fun. I love dancing. I love jumping around, just like in Chile and what have you. But I'm not a good dancer. Definitely not a good dancer.
Well, yeah. I do enjoy dancing, and again, that to me, that's celebrating. When you dance, get out there, dance and celebrate.
Yeah.
It's it's fun, you know. And but yeah, I think that the disco stuff is pretty hilarious because it's you know, it's a lot of twirly stuff. There's a lot of twirly stuff in there. My sister used to compete, so that'll tell you the kind of level she was on. Yeah, so yeah, I remember being 15 years old and they dressed me up in some swirly skirt and high heel shoes, and I'm thinking, oh no, this is like a disaster waiting to happen. But there was a woman on the dance floor, and she had these light up earrings, and I was fascinated by that. I was like, because when she twirled around, she was just like this little spinning light up thing. I don't know. It was kind of, it was really interesting. So, yeah, that's a lot of fun. But I'll let you guys know. I'll keep you posted on the flash mob and let you know what's up. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're going to have to post some pictures. Letting us know is not going to be enough. You're going to have to post some pictures of it.
Well, I'm hoping to get some video, you know. We're hoping some video of all this stuff going on, yeah. Because as we start participating in some of these events, I think it's going to be more. And that's so funny is because we don't really know where we're going to be. And we've heard the rough cut of the song. The song is awesome. And I'm hoping after they get it all together, we can actually play it on Universal Energy Radio because it's a really good, positive, motivational song. And, yeah, there's so many people that we're meeting, and I love that. You know, I love the energy that it just seems to be, you know, we are definitely magnetizing so many wonderful people, you know, to us. And just, you know, like this whole, I think there's what's going on, Real Role Model show, Alisa, you were talking about, that's coming up. We have a gentleman from Australia.
Yeah, I haven't looked at everything. Dusty is the one that lines up all these different people, but the Real Role Models will definitely have every Real Role Model show has such interesting viewpoints and just raising awareness. And I love that it's yet another platform for our good friends to share the things that they are doing, and it does go into certain areas that I don't normally pay attention to because I don't listen to the news. And I think to me, this is, in a sense, this is me getting the news. So it's not so much, oh, this is what's happening. This is, it takes it a step farther. It's like, this is what we're going to be, this is what we're doing. Usually maybe in response to it or because of it. But it's much more positive than just saying, well, this is all the bad stuff that's happening. And then we're going to cut to a commercial. You know, so but go buy your cars, go buy stuff, and then tune back in so we can tell you how bad the weather is, you know, in other places.
Yeah.
So this is it has been interesting, and I haven't had a chance to see. I know Dusty wanted us to I guess do more with the actual who is going to be on the
well,
show.
Well, yeah, I found that what she's talking about, but remember Graciela, we talked off air. And we're talking about bringing back a format that Source Energy Radio was doing before Trey passed, which was sort of the talking about current events.
Yes.
And getting the energetic point of view on current events. And I think the next Real Role Model show, we're going to call it Bring It. Like, we're going to have people call in with their current events, or we're going to, I don't know how it's going to work. We'll figure that out. But just bringing on the current events. But this is... these guys are talking. They're talking about education and empowerment. And one guy, let's see, there's two of them. One's from Europe, South Africa, and his name's Gavin Nascimento. And then the other one is from Australia, Ryan Mullins, who's part of Wake Up World. So that's, to me, it's like when you connect with certain people, like here we are. I mean, it's the same thing we talk about. It's like, what had to happen to get us here? You know, to have this conversation. And it's the same thing now as we're talking with different people, all of a sudden we're starting to connect with all of these people from, you know, different countries now, you know.
Exactly.
Which is not, you know, part of, I think what I told you was that after our last show, Roy was on the last show, after we got off the air with you, he actually channeled Trey, and Trey was talking about going into Europe with Universal Energy Radio, and And I was thinking to myself, well, you know, we have a few connections there, but not a lot. But what's happening is we're starting to find people in different areas that were being pinpointed, like, you know, Germany, Europe, South Africa, Australia, just people to connect with to make this expansion even more, you know. So, and we didn't even, what I think is interesting is that we didn't even really, you know, we talked to a few people. We didn't really, you know, put a big sign out that said, we're looking for European connections.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
And so, all you need to have is the intention, and that's it.
Yeah. And that's, and that is definitely it. And it, and obviously, we've been working on these different, I mean, I talked to you a little bit, and then I sent out some emails to a few people, and I've heard back from some of them. And so there's a lot of swirling of energy around building this up and creating, you know, our, you know, that, you know, 24/7 radio station that we're talking about. But I think it's fascinating how it's sort of going to evolve into, my hope is, so far I think we have two folks from Germany, and they will actually do shows in German during their specific time. So we're hoping that it truly will become universal, you know, energy radio.
Right.
So it becomes this, like, you know, all these different connections. It's just, to me, it's, I just get tickled when things show up, people show up, and information shows up. And I was just sitting here, you know, and I didn't really, I don't feel, all I did was think about, oh, how can this happen? And boom, there it is. It's like here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the wanting of it to happen. I mean, the attraction of the things that you want to, I was going to say, just lately it has been in things that, you know, are important, but not that crucial to me, but you look at it and you say, I attracted that, and I created that, and I created that. And so the universe knows, you know, I think we've talked before about how when I started channeling the essence, they said, this message will be heard all over the world. And
uh-huh.
I said, great, how? You know,
uh-huh.
That's awesome. How am I going to make that happen? And it was a job just too big for me to even begin to imagine how to bring it to fruition. And slowly but surely, you know, first it was one call from England, then it was another call from South Africa, and
mm-hmm.
it just kept moving and moving and moving. And now, you know, it's all over the world. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I didn't really have to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
It just slowly but surely came to me, and each and every time, and they told me this, they said, it's going to feel like the next natural thing.
Ah, yeah.
And yep. It has felt that way, and it's so amazing.
Well, that's a, you know, that, and that's, I think, in a way, like, I get caught up in a lot of stuff that goes on here, and then all of a sudden, I think, you know, what about the radio shows? You know, what about this? And then the next thing you know, I look, there's an email in my box. You know, somebody's emailed me about, you know, either getting on the air or information about something that I, you know, sent out, didn't even, not really directly to them, but just set the intention, you know, to put this information out there. And then I get an email back, and I think, you know, how interesting that, and again, it's like, it still surprises me, you know, in a good way, because again, I'm not looking for that proof, but that it shows up. And I think that's, you know, to me, fascinating. Very, very fascinating.
Is that we're bringing back, the other day I was thinking about a friend of mine, and this, okay, you're going to think, oh yeah, that's great, but this is very, very, very funny. I had not spoken or thought about this friend for years, okay? The last time I saw him, I must have been, oh God, I had said, I must have been like 20. And the last time I thought of him was probably 10 years ago while talking to a friend from Mexico City, and we were reminiscing of old times, and we brought his name up. That was it. I hadn't thought about him, had nothing, just didn't cross my mind. The other day, out of the blue, I saw something, and that something by association brought me to think of him. And I'll be darned, 2 days later, I get a friend request on Facebook from him.
That's how it works.
I mean, yeah, I just find it very, very weird how the universe works. I just find it not weird. I find it fascinating that was something that I wasn't even wanting, if you want to, right? But it was like the universe knocked on my door and said, hey, he's coming, for one way or another, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought of him, what seemed to have been by accident. Something just reminded me of something that he used to do. And so it's one of those things, one of those weird things. You see a picture and you remember a friend from kindergarten. And it was something like that. And we came in and went away. And 2 days later, here he comes through Facebook. And I'm like, seriously? I mean, seriously, this is awesome.
Everything lines up. And that's the interesting part, too, is really working on not being the how person, I guess, is kind of where I'm starting to become more aware of that. Like, it's not my job to figure out how. It's just my job to figure out the what. Because I'm so used to being the how. Like, I'm so used to making it happen. Like, let's make it happen, you know?
And yeah, then, because that's how you were brought up, right?
Yes.
Think how you're going to resolve this. Think how this is going to happen. Think how.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to, I know, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I have this drawer in my chest of drawers, and my cousin came the other day with her little son that is a menace on 2 feet, and he messed up my drawer. I couldn't open it anymore. I don't know what he did to it, and, you know, I tried to do it, my son tried to do it, my daughter tried to do it. We could not get that drawer open for the life of us. This morning, I'm looking for something, and I just, you know, because I just do it by default. I go there and I pull it open, and it opened.
Mm.
It just suddenly opened.
Mm-hmm. You let go of the let go of the resistance. That's it.
I think I did, and I wasn't even thinking about, you know, let's see if it'll open this time, or let's see how I can tweak it so it opens. I just went in there and just by default pulled it open. And it did, and when it did, I stopped. I'm like, really?
Here's the question. So here we are, we're deliberate creators, right? Here we are, we're deliberate creators. And we know that, and we've put our focus and our visualizations and our processes, and we're doing this, and I've seen my life shift, and I've seen it move, and I've seen it expand and grow in amazing ways. I've seen my contrast. I've worked through my contrast. There's always going to be contrast, so there you go.
Right.
And then, you know, and then just everything is more 3D. Everything's more exhilarating. And yet it seems like you said, in some of the things that we really, really want, and this is, and sure, it comes up for me, but I think I can, what I call it soothing or pivoting my energy faster because I understand it. Yet I have a lot of friends that are, you know, they're asking me kind of the same questions. Like, you know, you want this thing, and I say, well, be excited in the idea that all the possibilities are out there and it's on its way to you. And when you can figure out, get that excited about it, then it has to come to you because it's law. So here's the deal, because at the moment you absolutely let go, it's like smacks you in the face, okay? Like, boom,
exactly.
Here it is.
Yes.
But it's like, how does one, because there are some things that it's like, we're like a dog grabbing onto a piece of steak and we're just shaking it for all it's worth. Like, for some reason, we cannot let go of specific, you know, I'm saying, yeah, there's probably, I'm sure, several paradigms in me that I'm just, you know, I'm just, my physical self is saying, oh no, you're not letting go of that yet. We're going to let you hang on to that a little longer. And, you know, we're going to mill it around and let you throw some more contrast on that. So you know, with that, and then I have, again, this is like the same question that a lot of my friends are asking. And I, like I said, I pivot mine into getting really, really hyped up in the fact that I know that it's on its way. I know that everything I'm doing is, it's all lining up to,
right.
to, you know, and I'm having fun now. And that's the key. There's this idea of having fun and being excited in what I'm doing. And I got that. And yet not everybody is like that. So, you know, that's the big question. It's like, okay, how do
yeah.
we let go and stop resisting?
The way that it happens is this. When we ask for something that we really, really want, we are offering two vibrations to the universe. We are offering the desire of what we want and the lack that brought us to want that.
Mm, yeah, okay.
And so how do we let go of that lack?
Mm-hmm.
How do I let go of the lack if my account is in red numbers?
Mm-hmm.
How can I feel abundant when my account is in red numbers, right? So that, first of all, is knowing that we're not doing anything wrong, that it's not that we messed up and that is why the universe is punishing us and it's not bringing, you know, the abundance or the love or the health or whatever it is that we're asking for. And second of all is that is also part of our alignment into what we want. So understanding that the more that we focus on the lack of what we want, the more the lack will be prevalent is one thing. It's part of our growth. And then slowly but surely thinking of the flow that is bringing that to us. And every time that our inner self provides us with an opportunity to feel the lack, like, for instance, every time you get a bill and you don't have money to pay for it or things like that, is telling ourselves, practicing that very moment, letting go and saying, okay, this is contrast and I'm going to relax and I'm going to let it flow. And next time contrast shows up, I'm going to relax. I'm going to recognize it as contrast and I'm going to let it go. And I'm going to say, there's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let the universe bring this to me. Universe, take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm here, and I'm not going to be checking your pulse. Take care of it and bring it to me whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And as we practice this more and more and more and more and more, it becomes a habit. And then the more we practice this, the sooner we let go, the sooner we will see the manifestation come up.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, I always use the example about losing the keys. You can't find your keys. You need to get out of the house. You can't find your keys. You're going crazy. You're going nuts looking for those keys. You give up. You grab the extra keys, or you ask your partner to give you her keys. You get in the car, you leave, you come back that afternoon, and they were there all the time.
Yeah. I say my keys went in the fourth dimension.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That's, and I use that example because that is prevalent in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It happens very often.
They just go visit another alternate dimension or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, oh, and then you come back and they're sitting there. It's, yeah.
Exactly. It's like, we've been here.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
But that is the trick of manifesting the things that you want. You know, mm-hmm. the thing with a drawer, the thing with my friend, that's a friend. I think the thing with my friend was the universe telling me, hey, guess who's coming to dinner, right?
Right,
it's
right.
Like, yeah. It's like, this is coming up. And,
mm-hmm.
The thing with the drawer was, you know, I was so frustrated, and every time I tried to open it every day, I would almost literally curse my nephew for having messed with my drawer. And I'm like, you know, I knew I shouldn't have invited them that day, blah, 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 blah. Now I don't have access to all these things. Da, 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 da. So I went on a trip this weekend, and I completely forgot about everything, about the drawer and about everything else. So I come back, and this morning just, you know, I was even distracted. I was just by habit. I pull it open and it pulls open. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. And that, you know, it's amazing to me because you look back at, you know, some things that you were, you know, I feel like sometimes with me, I was hanging on to something, you know, and it's just that. You're right. Hanging on to a thought. It's a simple thought that you're holding on to, and yet, you know, the moment you release that thought, and that's, I guess, in a way, it's like, that's exactly, you know, what you were talking about. It's the same thing when you're talking to someone, a lot of times now, especially those of us that are, you know, this is something that's woven into our everyday, and you can have a conversation with someone and get where they're coming from as far as where the lack is coming from. You talk about the bills and stuff, you know, a lot of, you know, I've heard a lot of my friends like cursing the electric bill or the gas. Oh, my God, my electric bill was $200 or $500 right. or whatever. And so, you know, my thing is, I said, well, with that, you got your air conditioning, you got, you know, whatever it is that your house runs on. I mean, that's what you're paying for. So your comfort, you're paying for your comfort, you're paying for to be able to, you know, it's your gas bill, your stove, you know, you can cook, or maybe that's your heat, maybe it keeps you warm, or, you know, whatever exactly. It is, your water bill. You got a hot tub, you know, or you got a swimming pool, you know, you're filling it up, or whatever, you know, just look, become aware of the things that you're being gifted. And know that that is just an energy exchange. You know, you are giving this exchange of dollars or this exchange. And, you know, and think about that, too, because you're really either just doing it electronically or you're writing a piece of paper. So it's your perception, and you can choose. Like, there was something I was following this one coach who's talking about fake out your bank statement, where you print out your bank statement and you add, you know, you add zeros on your deposits, and you do all this stuff, so you're actually visually getting into the idea of looking at your bank statement, you know, and looking at those numbers grow, and so it's this whole visualization process. And so to me, I find it fascinating how, you know, and again, I have those realists in my life that are like, well, it's not true, you know, like, okay, you know. Okay.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm building the energy around it, you know.
Exactly.
It makes me feel good, and that's what counts. If it makes me feel good, it's good.
Yeah. You know, and it's always fascinating to me to listen to people how they know this information, and they know it, but yet they're like, there's something not right. You know, you've got to fix me. I like that one.
Right.
Fix me. You've got to
fix me.
Come and fix me. I'm like, I can't fix you. You've got to fix yourself, man.
Sorry. You know? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I can talk to you about it, and I can show you some things, you know, but that's, you know, again, it goes back to you're the one that's got to shift your thinking and shift how you feel. You're the one that's got to
do the quote-unquote
work. Yeah, you're going to have to take inspired action or have inspired thought, you know. And get into that process of feeling good.
A lot of people come to the Essence and say, or they'll write to me and say, can you please ask the Essence to make this happen for me? And can you please ask the Essence to do this for me? And I love it because when the answer comes through to those type of question, it comes packed with love. I mean, it is just, you know, full of honey and love and everything, but it's there's this fun excitement behind the question, the answer. You know, it's like saying, we would love to make this happen for you, but you're the one that has to make it happen. But it's like they're so excited about saying, oh, let us tell her, because she doesn't know that she's the one that needs to make it happen. Mm-hmm. She's mm-hmm. gonna love this. And you know, but usually people don't love that. Usually people turn around and say, are you serious? I wanted somebody else to do it for me.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and it's all about our journey. You know, each of us have this journey that we're on, this experience that we're on. And to have other people dictate how you feel or what you're doing. And I'll tell you, I'm really guilty of that, especially like this week. We were really, really busy. And one of my things, I love creating for people. I love, you know, designing, and I love making things real for people. I like, you know, making it happen. And and I will started allowing myself to get back into that mode of not really saying no and just kind of packing it on. And here I am mm-hmm. doing this, and I felt like all of a sudden, you know, I mean, all throughout the day I'm getting constantly texted by my clients, and it's, you know, usually about the update of a job or some project like that, or they're rushing me to do something, and a lot of them will give you a deadline, but then now all of a sudden they've changed it, they wanted a day ahead of time or something. So there's constant something going on, and I caught myself getting caught up and really getting upset, you know.
Yeah,
upset's a nice word. I was pissed. I was
yeah,
pretty pissed.
No, I believe you.
Yeah, I was, you know, and I said, wait, you know, because I have one agency that I do a lot of work for, and there are two sales, you know, I'm not going to go into it, but, you know, it's like one of them will use the other one to get to me because they know that I will do backflips for that one. And so, you know, so this dialogue was going on, and And I knew, I was like, I need to pivot this. I'm getting really, really just, I'm getting pissed off, and I don't get mad. And I was getting mad, and I said, this is ridiculous, you know. And so
nothing is worth that.
Yeah, exactly, because it was me. Yeah. It was me. The customer.
You use them as your excuse for getting mad.
Yes, and I knew that, and I was, and then I got mad at myself for getting, you know, I was like, oh,
of course.
Know this stuff, you know, what are you doing?
Why did I do that?
Yeah, and so when I just took a moment, I was like, all right, I'm going to just rethink what I'm doing right now. Just take a moment, take some breath, and just rethink this. And so I went back and I said, all right, we're going to change some things. Boom, 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 we're going to do this. And so then I texted my client. I said, you know, project will be done in 1 hour. You can come and get it, you know. And so this text came back, really?
we were just asking, but we're not expecting you to do that.
they persistently asked, you know, and it was like email, texting, everything. So it was like, you know, it was this whole dialogue of, oh, I understand if you can't make, you know, and it's like, wait, it was just, but it was me. I so understood that it was my perspective, and what I was reading into what I felt like this, and they weren't the only ones texting me about things, but it felt like it was a barrage of just information and a dialogue going on to kind of, you know, let's pull one way, let's pull another way. And then I thought, this is all my perspective. This is everything that I am in the middle of. And if I'm feeling like I'm that rope that they're playing tug of war with, then that's me. And so to
yeah, I am reflecting that information.
Yes.
I am reflecting what I think of me into this situation. And because the universe adores me, it's becoming a reality.
Mm-hmm. And then what I did is I just pivoted that information. I said, well, the only reason that they're really doing this is they know that I'm quite capable of doing it. And I'm really good at what I do. And I started like,
oh,
pivoting.
That's awesome.
And I was pivoting it. And I said, we have a great crew here. I love my group of people. We work well together. We can shift and move and flow like a stream. We can create anything we want to create. Let's go back there. Let's look at this. Let's revamp what we're doing. Let's move in a different direction. And the next thing you know, it was all getting done, and it was like, wow.
Yes.
It was kind of this movement and this flow of energy was incredible. And so it was like, at the end of the day, it was like, okay, you know.
And you know what is amazing, Anna, is that if you had stayed in that frame of mind of, you know, feeling limited and sorry and abused and whatever thought was going through your mind, you know that you would still now be sitting there trying to get through this.
Yes, and the
you know, it wouldn't have
gotten done.
Problem after problem after problem would have happened.
Mm-hmm. And
amazing. It's wonderful.
I look at that too, and like, you know, and Elise has been definitely part of my group here, and which I love because we have some other folks that are, you know, helping us out and asking questions, and that's where a lot of these conversations, a lot of the stuff I know I talk about on the radio is stuff that kind of happens on a daily basis, just in whether I'm just hanging out with people or I'm actually doing a consultation. And I use the concepts of law of attraction when I consult with people on a business level, because I really feel like if they can shift their thinking.
Definitely.
At first, before they do anything, because from this, you know, how can I even do this, it really is a scary time for a lot of people who are shifting and wanting to create their own business. And if I'm sitting down with them, a lot of them are afraid. They're coming from a place of fear. And so really dispelling that fear is key, you know, to starting anything. And we could have been very, you know, I could have gotten really, really angry yesterday and just, you know, made everybody else's life miserable. And, you know, but it's like, why?
And not get anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got, and we have, you can ask Elisa, we've gotten so much accomplished in 2 days, you know.
Wow.
It's been incredible. It's just been incredible 2 days. And
I find that, you know, more and more, I find that the law of attraction is a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't have to actually sometimes spell the words. I don't have to say law of attraction. But, you know, people, even people that don't remember who they are,
mm-hmm.
they talk about it without even knowing what they're saying is more true than what they really think is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear people saying, you know, keep positive thoughts and that's what you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
And but I have talked to those people about law of attraction and they think I'm crazy. So, you know, yeah. So, but people, if they really apply law of attraction in their lives, they would realize how powerful they really
mm-hmm.
are.
Just taking it to the level of deliberately creating versus
yes.
allowing life to create whatever it is that you're doing at that moment.
Exactly. And one of the examples that has been more prevalent in my life has been my sister. And she has had a difficult life and she lost a son. She's had, you know, a lot of very tragic events happen to her. And her outcome in life used to be, look how strong I am, poor me, I need help, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me. And slowly but surely she started realizing that she was more, you know, I'm not taking credit for this, but it happened as I started channeling because of the messages from the essence. She started realizing how powerful she was. And she will tell you, she'll say, you know, I thought I was a strong person and I was being happy despite of everything that had happened to me. You know, my way of saying I'm happy was like, despite all these tragic things happening to me, I can smile and be strong and be happy, but I really mm-hmm. wasn't happy.
Uh-huh.
And now she says, you know, when I let go and when I said I can be happy, it is okay to be happy, and I don't have to prove anything to anybody. She said, just that release of tension has brought happiness to me. And now she says, you know, I realize when I'm depressed, I attract repressing things. I attract
mm-hmm.
bad, what I call bad luck. I attract
mm-hmm.
things that just confirm to me that I am very limited and that I am very vulnerable. But when I, you know, start switching or starts, how do you call it, swiveling?
Yeah, shifting or pivoting. Yeah,
pivoting.
Mm-hmm.
My energy and start purposely focusing on the things that are going well in my life, you know, the world starts smiling at me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not by accident. It is not the essence that's making this happen. It is not the universe. It is not God. It is me
mm-hmm.
that happened. And to me, that's it's a great example because she went from one extreme of
mm-hmm.
the vibrational scale to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
All by herself and by realizing that whenever she was saying, poor me, the universe was saying, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Poor you. Let us give you more of that.
We'll give you factual things to back that up.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's so funny because you say, you know, it wasn't, you know, the essence that did it, and yet you were just being who you are. You were being that example. And I think one of the things you talk about your sister, the same kind of very similar thing with mine, because I couldn't mm-hmm. talk about law of attraction with her. She would get angry. And this is really close to like when I really woke up from my depression and I realized that I had to shift and pivot and move. And
mm-hmm.
she then got mad at me because I wasn't there to like be in the story with her. I wasn't. We would call each other every morning and talk about how sad we were, and you know, she would get into this God hates us, and you know, this whole thing. It was just very, very lackful and very sad. I mean, it was sad. Mm-hmm. We were just really,
yeah.
You know, we were two people on the phone for a half an hour talking about how miserable we were, and that was the story. And after I realized that I was creating my own reality, I stopped. I would not have these conversations anymore. I would just be there and tell her I love her and, you know, really want to help her. Yet she was one of those, like, on the outside, she appeared to be one way, but on the inside, she was something different. And she would tell me that. She would say, I'm not happy. And, but now, so I, and every time I would bring up law of attraction, she would just be like, you know, talk to the hand. I don't want to hear it. That's mm-hmm. actually, at one point, she called it demonic. And I thought, yeah, I was like, okay, you know, because we were talking about channeling and stuff like that. And so she really got into this thing. But now, because, you know, Elisa and I, we're doing our thing here. I mean, we're hanging out. And a lot of the stuff that we do as a family, I mean, our whole family gets together and we're just who we are. And so right. with my sister, she just saw a lot of changes in me. And it's being that example.
Yeah.
Being that person that you're paying attention to your life and how you can make your life happier, more joyful, and having these experiences. And I think, you know, again, we can't, no, I'm not going to take the credit for my sister shifting, but I will say that I think something with me being an example and like Elisa being an example, and we're holding our energy with all the other stuff going on in our family, you know, that's an example. And so you can be the example, and they'll take it from there. And now I have conversations with my sister that go something like, she is, I went in the office today and my boss was being his usual self. But, you know, I sat down and I looked at my positive list of aspects about him, you know. So
yeah.
She's doing it. She's doing the work. I mean, she's pivoting and she's shifting, and she tells me I have better days and these days are wonderful. And, you know, and she's had, of course, some stuff going on. We talked about her daughter's the one that had her the gentleman that she was dating, he committed suicide. I think it was an accident, but it was something that it was this really weird thing that happened. So she's been, they kind of just came out of that, like that whole, there was a big swirling of weird energy around that. And of course, I know, you know, we talk on the phone, but I haven't really seen them in several months. And so it's like, what is that about, you know? Because whenever mm-hmm. we're not connected, like when I don't see some of my family, I think energetically, what's going on with each of us that we're not lining up, you know? It's like,
well,
get it.
I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong going on with anybody that, you know, it's just we vibrate in different places.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that just caught my attention about the story you were sharing with us is that you could understand very well where your sister was, you know, from your new perspective,
mm-hmm.
because you had been there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, your sister, probably without realizing, couldn't resist. I mean, she just couldn't stand the fact that you had been with her and life was miserable for both of you, and now you were feeling better. What do
yeah.
you mean you're feeling better? We were feeling bad just fine.
It was
we
the company of misery.
We were sharing the bottom
yeah.
of the pit together, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
And I'm sure without even realizing that that's where she was, but that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we use the other person as an excuse. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, you're absolutely right, because it was that, you know, we had that thing in common. We had that misery in common, and it bonded us, you know, in a way.
Exactly.
You know, we had something to really talk about, something to chew on. And the moment we, you know, that I let that go, then it was this, you know, there was this really odd, it really was an energy. Like, we didn't really, when we saw each other, it really was at family functions. We didn't make a point to, like, visit each other without the whole family, or if my dad was in town, that was sort of the let's everybody get together, you know, kind of thing. But there was
mm-hmm.
usually, you know, it's like, hey, what are you doing Saturday? Oh, I'll come over. You know, there wasn't any of that for a long time, absolutely a long time. And I think you know, when I did go visit, I would not use the terminology law of attraction at all. You know, I didn't use it.
Yeah.
I just kind of did my thing. And if somebody asked me a question, I answered it. And we just kind of, we had that surfacey kind of talk, but I wouldn't get into a conversation about, you know, being miserable or being upset or sad or what happened to who and, you know, stuff like that. I just didn't do it. And so it was very much a different, it wasn't extremely different, but it was just like me holding my energy. And I know she,
right.
It just took her some time. And she, you know, I so enjoy our conversations now when we do talk on the phone, you know. I know she, you know, she's got her kids and grandkids and stuff going on, and she keeps busy. And it's like, you know, the moment we'll talk, usually, you know, one of us is in a car going somewhere or something and we're talking to each other. But, you know, I can tell, you can tell in someone's voice when they're uplifted, you know, when their energy is light. And I love that now about her because, she, you know, there's not this, it's not surface, you know, you can feel
right.
the lightness about her. And
you,
to me,
you can feel the depth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Very much so. And I love that. And so it's like for us out here, you know, weaving this into our everyday life and really understanding what it means not to get caught up in stuff. And we do, you know, I think that's the thing for me is I'm, you know, each of us, we live, you know, this everyday thing, you know, this actually, we just got off the phone with a friend of ours who actually lives in Houston also, but travels a lot, and she was heading over to Austin, and I said, oh, Austin's, you know, I have friends that live there, and they loved it, and it was great, and she's like, yeah, I love to visit. She goes, but I don't want to live there, and she said the reason she didn't really want to live there is because that's like a treat, and if you live in one place, it kind of takes the treat out of it, ties a fun.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So she's like, I'm quite enjoying my life in Houston, and I get to travel to all these different places. And I thought, that's a really great way of looking at it, you know. And so I said, well, that's kind of why probably I would never live in Hawaii, because I love, you know, I love it. It's a beautiful place, but,
right.
you know, it would take.
I don't want it to lose the shine.
Yeah.
You know, the bright, yeah.
I like it to be a shiny object. I like shiny objects, you
yeah.
know. So yeah. It's lots of fun with that, but
and you really, if you think about it, you really can keep the shine on everything and anything
mm-hmm.
if
mm-hmm.
you really want to. You know, there's nothing that can stop you from waking up every morning wherever you are, look around and say, "This is a great place." You know, it happens to me with Houston because when I look at it objectively. I say, oh, my God, Houston has nothing to offer. What a boring city. What bad weather it has. What am I doing here? You know, really, there's Houston, there's nothing. And then when I purposely change my perspective, is like, I have so much fun in this city. You know, I can be having a blast wherever I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I choose to have fun, and I choose to find Houston appealing.
Yeah. Well, that's like I said too. We, you know, we're even now where we are. We're closer to Atlanta. We're in like right outside the city limits, and it's perfect. And it's like we can drive an hour one way and be in the mountains, and we can drive an hour another way. Not even an hour, 10 minutes. We're in the city. You know, so we have that capability of being, you know, here. And this is a place that I've spent the majority of my life, and I probably will always call it my home base. Whether or not I'll always stay here, I don't know, but I'll always call it my home base. But it's,
right.
you know, it's the same thing. I choose it to be beautiful. I choose to appreciate it. I appreciate it for my ability to, one, I can get around it, you know, whenever I want to. It's not so huge that I can get lost in it, you know, and it's I enjoy the variety of things that are out here. So it's always that rampage of appreciation. That wherever you are, you know, if you could get up in the morning, and that's the first thing I do. Get up in the morning, appreciate, just appreciate
yeah.
whatever it is, you know, and you know, because that was a simple question somebody asked me. How do you start shifting? Oh, I know what it was. They were asking me. They kept pulling a card called purification. This word purification kept coming up for them, and they said, you know, if I'm going to purify my mind, body, and spirit, how do I do that? I thought, wow, that's a big question. And I just said, meditate. I was like, start by meditating.
And that is true.
Yeah. But how does one purify?
And you know, I have changed my perspective about it from my experience with the essence, because they say when you, they've been asked those questions, when somebody says, how can I purify myself, they're implying that they're impure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're implying that they're flawed. And mm-hmm. that there is something wrong with them and something bad about them.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's bad, even mm-hmm. those people that we point fingers at and that we think they're horrible or terrible. Really, nobody's bad. Everybody's living their own experience and co-creating with those who are in alignment with their experience. So if we're going to think about it, it's like what they say about forgiveness. They say, you know, that's wonderful. It's a wonderful word, forgiveness, but what you're really implying is that somebody insulted you. Anybody, you know, people can offend or insult you only if you want to be insulted and offended.
Mm-hmm.
And so forgiveness implies bringing up the insult and, you know, feeling the weight of the insult again. And turn around and say, even though what you did to me was really, really bad, and I remember it, and I will always remember it. And we even have a phrase, I forgive what I never forget.
Mm-hmm.
I will forgive you because I'm benevolent.
Mm-hmm.
And that is no relief.
Mm-hmm.
There's no relief in that. And so, first of all, you have to say, you know, I chose, for whatever reasons, to take that insult to heart. And I chose to feel bad about the words that came out of his or her mouth or the actions that he or she performed. I chose to bring that into my vibration and be angry about it. So what I really need to do other than forgiving is just letting go. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm. And why, in, I guess in a way, because I know for me, and I'm speaking for me only, I have that, like, I never knew that a lot of people, there are people out there who keep score. And this is new for me. I don't, you know, it's like, wow. You know, it's like, I don't have, there's not enough room in my brain to keep hanging on to all the stuff that I, if I could pinpoint what, who did what, and, you know, and all that stuff, you know, and I've actually come across people who've, who keep like a running list. I mean, I've seen people with lists.
Yes.
I was like, what is that about? Oh, so-and-so owes me money. This person owes me this. And that person did this to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that really? You kept that book. That's a journal. You know, and of course it's been a long time since I came across something like that. But I thought, but I've kind of run into about four or five people now who said, you know, they don't do it anymore, but they used to keep like a running tab of their significant other or their spouse or somebody in their life that was very important, or some, they, you know, oh, they pissed me off this, or I did this for them. Why aren't they doing this for me? It's that kind
exactly.
of tab. I'm like, wow, that's amazing to me. It's like that people would keep those tabs. And,
they just don't want to let go. They want to continue feeling bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll make you responsible for that, but it's really their own doing.
Yeah. It's, but back to, would you rather be right or rather be happy?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. It, to me, it's like every day that's a constant in my brain. And of course, I love what you said, because, you know, I didn't even think about, well, because that's the first thing. It's like, if you're thinking you need purification, then that just, you're telling yourself there's something wrong or there's something, you know, not right. you know, I don't want to say wrong.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. But you're bad or you're wrong or, yeah.
Well, I don't know if I was talking on my last show about, I ran into some Jehovah's Witnesses at a fair we went to, and they were really, the word imperfection, they were kind of bringing that up, just going on and on and on and on about imperfection. And I thought, you know, why do you dwell on that word? You know, when you dwell on that word, that's what you're getting. You know, you're getting that in your life because that's the word that you're using. You know, and we are imperfect. You know, kept saying, you are imperfect. You are imperfect. I said, well, I'm perfectly imperfect. It's okay. You know, I mean, I'm good with that.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
It's perfectly fine. I'm good with that. I'm good the fact that this is my journey. I'm good to the fact that I do trip and stumble sometimes. I'm good with the fact that I have to dust myself off. I'm good with the fact that I do get pissed off on occasion, and that I'm okay. I'm still feeling it. It's still here, and that everything else works out for the, even the better. I sometimes I'm amazed at the stuff that happens around me. I feel like, you know, Elisa and I, we were talking about just jokingly, but it's true. We're like, we'll just bend time and get that done. Well, it's no joke. It happened. You know, we're like, we just look at each other sometimes and went, okay. And then Elisa's kind of been like today, Elisa was like doing her, I don't even know if she's still, she's probably asleep. No.
Maybe.
There you are.
Oh.
She is. She was just really trying to keep up with, not trying, she was keeping up with us today, but you could just tell the look on her face that she's like, oh, my sinuses, you know. And I was like, just chill. She goes, no, I really don't feel bad. I just, you know, my nose feels.
Right. So, it's not me, it's my body.
It's my body, yeah. I was like, I feel fine, you know. So it's pretty interesting. And amidst all of that, she still accomplished amazing things, you know. So I was like, wow, that's super cool, you know. And like yesterday did that and taught a class last night. It's like, good gosh, Elisa, you know. You go, girl.
I'm going, I tell you, I am. I'm going.
And you know, Elisa, it's like when you're most in a hurry and you're concerned that whether you're going to have enough time to finish what you're doing or do what you want to do, and when you purposely say, okay, I'm not going to be looking at my watch every 5 minutes. I'm just going to work. I'm just going to get it done. I'm just going to walk towards my destination and hope that I make it on time. And darn it, you make it on time.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's very much like you opening up that drawer that you thought, you know, if you kept thinking it was stuck, it was going to be stuck, but you completely forgot about it and just opened up. I think there's a lot that happens. And today I that's one of the signs that I have been going a little too much. Like I do need to slow down a little bit and just, you know, just let things flow.
Exactly.
It's been nice. You know, I've been enjoying listening to all of you. I have to admit, I have my eyes closed. It's nice. it has been nice to just to know that I can get some things done, and it doesn't have to be a race. I don't even own a watch. I haven't worn a watch since 1997. So I look at my cell phone sometimes, but other than that, you know, it's just enough to just do. It was like a very Buddhist kind of day. It was just you know, just count the t-shirts. That's all you need to do. just count the t-shirts, and that's all. And then when you're done, you can count some more t-shirts. You know, it was very steady. I wasn't like I had to multitask. I mean, in my head there was a lot of stuff going on. It's just partly why I probably have a little bit of this congestion. But today, just being in the physical was very much. Yeah, you just don't have to wear your cape today. You can just do the basic things, and that's plenty. That's really plenty.
Uh-huh. And I think that's sort of an awareness thing for us, though, Elisa, very much so, because we are so used to doing so much. And at some point, it's like I've become very aware that we do a lot of doing. And so is the doing inspired or not, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, sometimes it's not. And I think that's the thing that, you know, you become so systematic at doing that you just kind of do. And the next thing you know, you get pissed off. It's like, okay, wait. I made the choice, and now I'm pissed off, and I need
now
to change.
Now I'm pissed off.
Yeah, now I need to pivot it, and now I'm never going to do this again, you know. So, yeah.
But you know, I do that too. I have there's this person that just aggravates me very much sometimes, and I know that she's my excuse to get aggravated sometimes. It's just, you know, oh, there she comes again, asking for the same stuff. Oh, there she goes again, saying the same things. You know, I choose to be aggravated by her actions. And every single time, and before I know it, I'm already upset. And then I turn around and say, okay, Graciela, where were you 5 minutes ago before you heard this? I was in a very good place. Then
right.
Why do you choose to be in a bad place? Why don't you just live and let live? Mm. You know?
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
And it's and
come
it
on,
is true.
You can
and,
do it.
And I look at that and I think of now when I get really, really pissed like that, I think this is a gift. This is just a gift to shake me out of whatever it was that I was doing and to make me really appreciate the mode I was in before I got pissed. And it's like, okay, that works. I'm done. I'm good with that, you know. And it's like you just pay attention, Anna, be more aware of your scheduling and be more aware of, you know, when you're – be very clear with your communication. I was like, all right, I'll be clear from now on. I'll be very, very clear. Yeah. But, ladies, we have a few minutes left, so want to put out there – and this, of course, we figured out through Graciela's website. It's www.theessenceofall.com. And if you go to her website and look down at the bottom right-hand corner, it says blog. And so if you click on that, you will actually go to her daily blog, which is – 365, it's about her everyday life, so it's a lot of fun. I'm just going to say that. So go to theessenceofall.com. See how easy that is? That was so easy because we were thinking we're going to have to forward this thing and like make it easy, but we were looking at her website, and Graciela says, it's right there. It's like, ah, click. So everything all in one place. I love that, compact, nice and sweet. But I thank you, ladies, so much for getting on here and just chatting it up, just talking about what? This is – what it's about, our everyday stuff, you know, the energetic stuff.
Well, thank you for having us over, Anna. I love sharing these moments with you and with everybody that's on the line listening. It's really a privilege to be here. And I love chatting with you about just everyday stuff, like you said, just like things happen to us that happen to everybody. And you know, hopefully somebody that is listening, yeah, either live or listening to the audios later on, will realize, you know what? That also happens to me. I haven't seen it that way before.
Yeah. It is. It's like if you, whatever you're in, just pivot that and, oh, it's so much better. It feels so good. Feels so good. All right. So, Alisa, you're on tomorrow?
Yes, 8:30 a.m. Eastern with Elizabeth. The LOA blend will... Probably I'll probably sound just like this tomorrow. I don't know. No.
Sound fine to me. So, and then hopefully Aaron, who actually was in the chat room earlier, so that was awesome. But he had to leave. He's saying he's having some technical difficulties. So we'll see what's going on. Hopefully he'll be back on with us on Friday. And then Graciela, we have you again in a couple of weeks. And you know you're welcome to just chime on in anytime you want. So I'm not sure what I'm doing next Wednesday. So. Like, who knows? I'm just living on the edge here. But I thank you so much. What else can we say? We appreciate all of you. And wouldn't be doing this without everybody else listening and chiming in and sending us energy and just so much love. There's so much love for everyone out there. And you're very appreciated. Yay! Everybody have a great evening, morning, wherever you are. I know Kelly, she's in Australia, so it's late for her. So we appreciate her coming. Actually, no, it's not late. It's late for us. Wait a minute. What am I thinking? Kelly, it's day for you or something. I don't know. I'm so confused. I looked up, and it's like, oh, it's dark outside. Oh, okay. So everybody have a good day or evening wherever you are. Much love.
Right. Much love to you.
Find a flash mob or a med mob and have fun with it. All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Good night.
Good night.